let's go to question three. What are the key considerations we should take into account to assess impacts on how we conduct studies today? So what are the key considerations that you think people need to think about as they are thinking of moving forward with SIND? And I don't know, shall we start with maybe you, Sri, and then move to the other three panelists?
Certainly, as I had mentioned, I probably had a lead-in into this with some of the comments I made previously regarding protocols and so forth. But I think a good starting point is to make sure that the organization and relevant people, both on the data management side as well as the scientific side, get very familiar with the standard and do a quick impact analysis of what it might mean. And as Gideon mentioned, that most companies who have already started on this journey are doing that kind of gap analysis. And that gap analysis will start to identify areas where you have impact. So companies that do all of their work with CROs, they have a certain set of impacts that might be similar, but probably more involved than those that do a combination of studies in-house and outsourced. So there are some processes that are going to be impacted. There are certain areas within studies, particularly protocols and so forth, that will be impacted. In general, for a lot of the other collected data, if you will, there are very good ways of mapping directly from data that's coming out of a LIMS system and mapping it into the SEND format. So that's not a major issue. I don't expect there's going to be a lot of changes in the way studies are conducted, but certainly the way that data are collected, reported, interpreted, and so forth, there are going to be some of those impacts. Perhaps the rest of the panelists can speak more directly to this question.
Yeah, Sri, maybe I could add a few things, maybe more specific in my world. I think it's a very good point about controlled terminology and including the pathologist and the toxicologist in the discussion about whether you continue to use your current internal lexicons for macroscopic observation, microscopic, clinical signs, etc. And you know, continue to keep your internal vocabulary the same, and then expect some type of data management magic to map those that do require controlled terms to some standard later. And in my view, I think that adds another layer between you and the consumer of the data potentially. So I think the gradual migration toward controlled terminology is kind of what I expect around there. But as far as the design of the study, the study plan itself, as a toxicologist, I totally agree with what Catherine mentioned earlier, or we had both stated. I don't think that study designs will change. Operationally, I think that we will be faced with more robustly using the data collection systems that we have. At least that's my view from what we do. There are certainly fields that are available to us in our LIMS system that we don't currently use because we don't really need that to be recorded in that way per study or per animal or whatever. But certainly to automate SEND, which is definitely the desire of the operational group here, they want to be able to push a button at the end and have all of the data sets come out in their proper format. To do that, those informations have to be in database somewhere. And so I can see a ramification of a bit more rigor on the data collection side in using fields we already have, or making sure that fields are there so that we can enter those data points.
Thank you, Susan. I'm not sure, Catherine, Catherine, do you want to address this question? What do you think of the considerations?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I will try to add a few stuff, because I more or less agree with what Sri and Susan have just described. The terminology, from my standpoint, would be crucial. I'm seeing I'm seeing at least an international initiative around that for the pathology terminology, which would help us. I'm not sure this is existing for the toxicology data. I think that we should also look at what the clinical or the clinician have been doing. You know, with the send format, they end up also creating the MEDRA terminology, and this is something which is used internationally for the clinical studies. We need to achieve the same type of harmonization within our non-clinical data. However, our non-clinical data set is much more complex, I believe, in some ways, than the clinical data. As mentioned, we are looking at clinical pathology, and the terminology is quite high, quite complex. And we have the Reprotox data set and so on, which is will not be so easy to harmonize, although there are already some initiatives. So I think that we shouldn't neglect the level of activity that the SENT format and the harmonized terminology will require internationally within the company, and also in partnership with the regulatory agency. So we have to be conscious about this this burden. The other point is for a small company that rely on CROs only, and with often have to have a good control of their budget finance using small CROs and so on, I think it can be a difficulty. I'm not sure that the CROs are really at the moment on the top of this change in practices. I know that there are large CRO does, but not smaller CROs. So it will change the way toxicologists have to deal with study, not conduct studies, but deal with those study, because they will have also to, when they assess what are the CRO they will partner with, they will have to know what they are asking in terms of data structure and if the CROs are able to submit.
Good. And Geeta, did you have a comment here? So we're dealing with question three, key considerations?
Yes, it was how to assess the impact on how we conduct studies today. I think Catherine said it beautifully. It's not going to impact on how we conduct it, but how we assess it. And to go back to what Sri and Susan also said, it's a matter of deciding when do you want to implement standardization in the way that you collect your data. The earlier that you implement it, well, it has pros and cons anyway, but if you read the new draft guidance from the FDA, they have a whole section on discouraging the conversion of data when you have collected it. They are encouraging the introduction of standardization as early as possible in the data collection chain. So I just wanted to make that note to the draft guidance, that the FDA has an opinion on that too.